Angel family of Rachel Warren calls out lack of acknowledgement. Compassion from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. By John Binder on September 2, 2024. The Angel family of Rachel Warren, the 37-year-old mother of five who was murdered allegedly by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member, says President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have lacked compassion throughout the tragedy. The Warren family is deeply disappointed by the lack of acknowledgement and compassion from President Biden and his administration, the Angel family's attorney Randolph Rice said in a statement. The silence is deafening, and it sends a troubling message that the safety and well-being of American citizens are not a priority. This lack of concern serves as a reminder of the apparent disregard by the Biden administration for the victims of preventable crimes committed by illegal immigrants. Like many others, the Warren family deserves recognition and action from their leaders to prevent such tragedies from happening again. Emphasis added. Oppositely, Warren's brother spoke at the Republican National Convention, RNC, in July at the invitation of former President Donald Trump. And Warren's mother recently joined Trump at a campaign press conference at the United States-Mexico border. On August 5, 2023, Warren went for a walk at the Ma and Pa Heritage Trail in Harford County, Maryland. When Warren did not return home, her boyfriend, Richard Tobin, reported her missing. The following day, her body was found on the side of the trail. On June 15, 2024, the Tulsa Police Department arrested 23-year-old Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien from El Salvador with ties to the MS-13 gang, in connection to Warren's murder. Prosecutors have alleged that Martinez Hernandez brutally raped, bludgeoned, and strangled Warren to death in what they say is the most horrific case in Harford County history. Martinez Hernandez was indicted in July on first- and second-degree murder charges, and on rape, sexual offenses, and kidnapping charges. Martinez Hernandez, who remains in police custody, will stand trial in October. Martinez Hernandez is among more than 2 million known illegal alien gotaways who have successfully crossed the border on Biden and Harris's watch. On three occasions in 2023, Border Patrol agents apprehended Martinez Hernandez, twice in January in New Mexico and Texas, as well as once in February in New Mexico. On each occasion, he was returned to Mexico. Sometime after he was last returned to Mexico, Martinez Hernandez crossed the border and made his way to California, where he allegedly assaulted a woman and her child. He later traveled to Maryland, where he was accused of raping and murdering Warren. Before crossing the border, Martinez Hernandez was accused of murdering a woman in his native El Salvador after leaving a bar with the victim. The woman's body was discovered days later. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.